There are 1,344 active toxic sites across America, slated for cleanup as part of the Superfund program. Now, many of these sites have been awaiting cleanup for decades. Well, just last week, the Environmental Protection Agency announced the cleanup of one of the sites, a radioactive legacy from the dawn of the Cold War. The Westlake Landfill, northwest of St. Louis, is contaminated with nuclear waste born from the Manhattan Project and the development of the first nuclear weapons.
Westlake is a ticking time bomb.
We are sick. Our kids are sick and we're dying.
Our eyes burn when we walk outside.
There's going to be a disaster.
You know, I don't know what I'm afraid of anymore. They've destroyed my quality of life.
This is what we've been dealing with. We know there's something in that dirt.
Those are some of the angry voices today of residents who've been living for years near the Westlake landfill. Westlake is one of 21 Superfund sites targeted for what the EPA calls immediate and intense action. It's part of a new focus on Superfund sites from EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Here he was on Fox Business over the weekend.
The agency the last several years has used regulatory power to weaponize against certain sectors of our economy, as opposed to doing things like this. Cleaning up a Superfund site in St. Louis, Missouri, taking 27 years to get it done, and providing certainty and confidence to the people in that area. So we're getting back to the basics, the core mission of the agency, protecting the health and the environment of our citizens, and not allowing the agency to be used in a weaponized way to impact parts of our economy.
That's Scott Pruitt, the head of the EPA there. Well, I invited Kara Cook Schultz to put all of this into context for us. She's the toxics director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, and I asked Kara why this site near St. Louis has been so polluted for so long.
Well, the simple answer for why it's been contaminated for so long is that it's actually a radioactive site. Believe it or not, portions of the Manhattan Project are actually at this site and were illegally dumped there decades ago. So various agencies have been involved over the years, as you can imagine, because of the complexity of dealing with radioactive waste.
And what's EPA proposing to do now to finally get this legacy Manhattan Project site cleaned up?
The EPA is proposing something they're calling Excavation Plus, which is a fancy way of saying they're going to remove about 70% of the radioactive waste and soil from the site, and they're going to leave the rest underground.
Buried underground where ostensibly it'll be safe for people around the site?
Scientists at the EPA have suggested that it would be safe if it is underground. They're saying they're going to excavate 16 feet of this radioactive waste, and the rest of it's going to be pretty far underground. What you have to realize about the site, though, is that it's really close to the Missouri River, and it's actually in the floodplain of the Missouri River. So when you say 16 feet underground, you have to remember that water doesn't think the way that we think, and water actually flows underneath the ground in those floodplains. So the concern for community members, environmental scientists, and other people in the area is that even though it's far underground, it's not actually away from possible contamination.
And do researchers, scientists, water experts in the area, Kara, already, are they confident that radioactive waste hasn't leached from this site into the Missouri River already?
No, scientists are not confident about that. It is a possibility that low levels of radioactive waste has been leaching from the site over the decades. But really, the biggest concern right now, and the thing that the EPA and the state of Missouri are very worried about, is there's actually an ongoing fire occurring underground only 600 feet away from the site, which is kind of mind-boggling and should give you a sense of how complex and risky the site is.
Yeah, a complicated cleanup for a very contaminated site. Well, Kerry, Scott Pruitt is focused on 21 sites for cleanup as part of this sort of new push for Superfund. Why these 21 when there are 1,300 sites across the country?
Scott Pruitt convened a task force over the summer that is looking at what they would call the worst sites, the sites that are most in need of cleanup, most dangerous, closest to big populated areas. And those are the sites that they have decided they want to clean up right now, which is good. These sites need to be cleaned up. I want to be clear about that. The concern for me is that there are 1,300 sites across the country that need this cleanup, all of which are unbelievably hazardous. And to say that let's just do 21, I think can be dangerous. From my perspective, what we need to be saying is how can we get the funds, how can we get the resources to clean up all of these hazardous waste sites?
You know, the environmental community, Kara, and I know you know this because you're part of it, they've had a lot of criticism for Scott Pruitt for how he's running the EPA, suspending rules, eliminating offices, de-emphasizing clean air, clean water regulation, pulling back on climate rules. This is one area, or so it seems, where Administrator Scott Pruitt seems to be in favor of strong government action. Do you see it that way, and why here?
I do think that Scott Pruitt is serious that he wants to clean up these 21 sites. He said it's a main priority. He's put his money where his mouth is. He really did convene this task force. But from my perspective and the perspective of his critics, the problem with only concentrating on this one aspect of toxic and hazardous waste is that we're not actually doing anything to long-term clean up and solve these problems. And what I mean by that is, at the same time that he's saying he's going to clean up these 21 sites, he's also saying that we should cut funding for the program, the Superfund program, which is actually the program that will clean up these sites. He wants to cut funding for the Superfund program by 30%. Not only that, but he is not taking any action to prevent future Superfund sites. So just this last week, there was hearings on something called the Integrated Risk Information Systems, which you can call IRIS for short. The reason that that's an important system is it's a part of the EPA that actually evaluates the risk of future sites, and that it actually evaluates the risk of future chemical contamination. And Scott Pruitt is talking about completely getting rid of this system and of getting rid of the independent scientists. So it's important to clean up these sites, but it's even more important to prevent future sites from happening. It's even more important to say, where are we going to get the funding to clean up all of the sites that are currently out there, not just 21 sites out of 1,300.
Well, Administrator Scott Pruitt has also proposed this month getting rid of the Chemical Safety Board. They investigate industrial accidents. What does that say to you about EPA's overall priorities when it comes to industry and pollution and cleanup?
What it says to me is that Scott Pruitt is willing to clean up sites that have a lot of community pressure behind them, but he's willing to bow to industry pressure when it comes to preventing future accidents. And that's absurd. We should be preventing these horrible sites from occurring. Without something like the Chemical Safety Board, we can't ensure that industry is following all of the safety rules that we desperately need. You know, one example from my home state of Texas, just 4 years ago, there was a horrible chemical explosion. Over a dozen people died in West Texas. And those explosions and those chemical accidents are the kinds of things we need to be preventing.
Kara Cook-Schultz, Toxics Director for U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Kara, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.